Hello, I am Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Kendrick, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. I hope you are being inspired and encouraged by these messages. Today's message is entitled, Thank God It's the Lord at Hand. The scripture is lifted from Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. I hope these messages are inspiring and encouraging to you. This message is a full message. It is 28 minutes long. We are also most blessed to invite you to Victory Baptist Church, which is in the Bronx. Victory Baptist Church is located at 1001 Union Avenue between 163rd and 165th Street. If you look at when you have clicked in, on the bottom, there is a way, the map will show you how to get to Victory. If you need to call us, we are at 718-328-4041. May God bless you, and looking forward to seeing you. Come by and visit, and continue to listen to these messages. Thank you. Chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Word of God. Chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. For these few moments, I like to try to encourage us in the subject, thank God it's the Lord at hand. Thank God it's the Lord at hand. As the voice of Annie S. Hawks has declared, and we can testify to this as well, I need thee every hour. Yes. And it seems that when she engaged this thought and this reality more and more, she realized that she could not make it on her own. Therefore, she doesn't just say, I need thee, but from deep within, she says, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Perhaps the songwriter remembered when she prayed, I need thee every hour. She was blessed with an answer. Thank God that the Lord is at hand. And thank God that the Lord is at hand, which means that the Lord is able to draw near. Thank God it's the Lord's hand. To know that the Lord is at hand is that He is near enough that He can touch us. He is near enough, and that's reason enough for us to give God thanks. And as we know, the root meaning of giving God thanks is to recognize His grace. Being thankful that the Lord is at hand can include at least two schools of thought. First, the Lord is returning for His church. And second, the Lord is at hand to draw near and to bless us that we may be more than conquerors as we face daily challenges. Both are true. We face challenges daily that sometimes become crises. We face various crises because warning signs were ignored or denied, moving us from a challenge to a major trial and tribulation. Yes. Even in this season of thanks, we find ourselves on the cutting edge of making unprecedented decisions just to get out of the negative or the red. Gas prices have come down with high hopes that merchants and retailers would do well with sales in time for Christmas, after which gas prices may elevate once again once the holidays are over. Meanwhile, all oil companies and various CEOs are making a personal financial killing at our expense. The problem is not limited to the United States, but is globally. It the top messed up and missed his target. I look at this as a CEO Watergate, if you will. Somebody messed with the money. We are faced with layoffs, increased credit card payments, and larger debts that may lead to people continuing to lose their homes. This was not handled properly, one would say. And the list goes on and on and continues to be a familiar stranger to us. These are just some of the things that we are facing while the rich gets anxious for forgetting that they are vulnerable too, to failure and to also rejection because they refuse to spread the wealth. There are times when our condition of existence is met by some familiar stranger. It is like being in prison without bars. Everywhere you turn, you seem to be trapped. But Paul reminds us as a warning and as an encouragement to let your kindness be known unto all that the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, why worry when the Lord is at hand? Why worry when we are hit with trials and tribulations? But why worry when trials and tribulations hit us? Why worry about it? Why worry about all these things? We may be hit with trials and tribulations, but why worry when the Lord is your shield and your buckler? When the Lord is your captain of salvation? When the Lord is your Alpha and your Omega? When the Lord is your way maker? When the Lord is your light and your salvation? Why worry when the Lord is your shepherd? When the Lord is your victory? Why worry when the Lord makes you more than conquerors? Why worry when Satan comes our way? Why worry when the Lord is who he is, the first and the last, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace? Why worry when he is the El Shaddai? Why worry? Why worry when the Lord is at hand? You talk about peace that passes all understanding. You talk about God turning your situation around. You just give him thanks and see what God would do. You talk about a breakthrough. I know I have a witness here. I know I have a witness that God is able to break through, and he has broken through. If you meet anyone who doesn't believe that Paul was thanking God no matter what his situation was, you just show them the book of Philippians. Because each chapter has something to say about God's blessings for our peace of mind. We have a reason to give God thanks in all situations. In chapter 1, we have comfort in knowing that he which has begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Christ. Oh, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So whether we live or die, it is a comfort to know that we belong to the Lord. In chapter 2, he talks about confidence. Our confidence is having the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Having the mind of Christ blesses us to rejoice, knowing that God has highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The black knee shall bow, the white knee shall bow, the old knee shall bow, the new knee shall bow, the knee that hasn't come shall bow, the knee that has passed shall bow, even Satan's knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The American tongue, the European tongue, the Asian tongue, the African tongue, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even the demon shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we have a peace of mind and the confidence. But in chapter 3, he talks about courage. And he talks about pressing on, that we have the right to press on, that we have a privilege to press on, because God has given us that right. God has given us that privilege. We are saved and sanctified. And so therefore, we have a right to give God thanks and to press on. No matter what your situation may be, you need to press on. We need to press on. Satan will come, but press on anyhow, because the word of God tells us that the devil shall not prevail against the church. The church shall move forward, and we will move forward in the name of Jesus. That's our courage and our goal. And then in chapter 4, he talks about Well, he says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Yes.
Because through transformation of revelation, Paul had encountered his liberation. The ontological presence of God made him liberated to have completeness in Christ, that God gave him strength and assurance to know for himself that the Lord is at hand and we have a reason to be thankful. No one can truly give God thanks unless they are truly thankful. Because when we are thankful, that means we are full of thanks.
Yes, yes, yes.
If for some reason there is no food on your table, he will lead you to a table where there is food, even if it is in the presence of your enemies. God doesn't leave anybody out who are thankful to him. The word of God says that no good thing will he hold back from us to them that walk uprightly. We need to take more time, more than often, to confess our blessings and give God thanks.
Yes.
It is a good thing to give God thanks. It is a good thing to recognize that God is a God who wants thanks.
Yes. Yes.
An unthankful heart that remains unthankful will never see the purpose of giving God thanks. But you who have approached God with thankful hearts, you know you were blessed. And you know you are blessed. I know I have a witness. God is always looking to bless thankful hearts. Sincere worship and service. An unthankful heart can never satisfy God. Remember Cain in the garden. Complain and blame, yes. But thankful, no.
All right.
And so let me conclude with these three short points.
All right.
There are at least three things that God will not allow for to happen to a God-fearing believer who has a thankful heart for him. And that is, one, God would not allow for a believer with a thankful heart to underestimate self. Underestimating self is low self-esteem. Low self-esteem leads to fear. And fear leads to I can't when we can. In such a time of anxiety and adversity, it is easy for us to say we can't because we are surrounded by negativity.
Yes.
So-called friends and even unsaved family members who may go to church may underestimate us. We already know that Satan will always underestimate us and look to convince us that we are no good and will look for us to believe that God feels the same way about us. Others may underestimate us, but never underestimate yourself. And don't ever underestimate what God can do. Because in Christ, we are a new creation. We belong to God. And since we belong to God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God will always bless the thankful believer. The second point. God will not allow for a believer with a thankful heart to overestimate Satan. Overestimating Satan is low self-esteem, unbelief, and it equals I give up.
Yeah.
Why? Why give up?
Yes.
When we are thankful to God in the Spirit, we will not overestimate Satan. Yeah. If anyone had a reason to be anxious or worried, and to overestimate Satan, it was the Apostle Paul.
All right.
The church at Philippi was on the verge of splitting with what began a dispute between two deaconesses.
Uh-oh.
Even the church in Rome had its problems. The church at Corinth had one toe in the church. And added to this was always the possibility that Paul could be sentenced to death at any time.
Well,
being anxious in a negative sense, which is worry, underestimates what God can do.
Yes.
Yet Paul was blessed because he knew how to turn a stumbling block into a stepping stone. Paul knew that God was in control. You remember Elisha's servant? You remember when Elisha's servant went outside and he saw that they were surrounded by the enemy? He went back inside and told Elisha, and Elisha prayed that his eyes would be open. And then he went back out there with the anointing this time, and he still saw the enemy, but he saw the enemy surrounded, angels with chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God's got your enemy surrounded? We are not to overestimate Satan, because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are not to overestimate Satan, because we serve the Creator of the world. We are not to overestimate Satan, because Satan's got to get permission from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost before he can do anything. And still, we are protected by our salvation from the beginning, even before the foundation of the world. I'm so glad that God is, that God is, that God is our source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul knew that the enemies were surrounded. Even in the time of suffering and shame, Paul knew how to give God thanks. But then this final point, hallelujah, God will not allow for a believer with a thankful heart to count God out.
Yes, sir.
Your members have benefited from your ministries because you reminded them, don't underestimate yourself, don't overestimate Satan, and don't count God out. Blessings so many are looking for, one of these blessings is balance. When one is truly thankful to God, one of the blessings returned to us is balance. Jude puts it this way, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. And so here, balance is evidence that there is peace in our lives. Thankfulness brings God to peace even closer. However, those who have for some reason counted God out have not lived, let alone experienced God's peace. What God's peace does, it cancels out anxiety. Without God's peace, anxiety cannot step in. With God's peace, anxiety cannot step in. But without God's peace, anxiety steps in. If you want to have victory, as you know how to have victory, then thank God for what he is and what he does. The Bible is replete with believers. I'll be finishing in about 2 minutes. 3 minutes. The Bible is replete with believers who just could not count God out. No matter how bad things got, no matter how hopeless things appeared, there were those who trusted in God's sovereignty enough not to count him out, because they knew that God could do what he wants, when he wants, and why he wants, anytime he wants. I thank God for the testimony of those who withstood the test not to count God out. No matter how frustrated Jeremiah became, God gave him enough evidence not to count God out. Even to the point where Jeremiah testified that he wanted to quit, but God's word was like fire shut up in his bones. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt God's fire shut up in your bones when you wanted to quit, when your members didn't understand you, when you didn't even understand yourself sometimes, but then you turned to the word of God and the word of God sanctified you in such a way that it was like fire shut up in your bones? I know I got a witness. I know I have a witness. And so here, in spite of trials or tribulations, no matter what the situation may be, or no matter what we may be facing, don't count God out. He may not come when we want him, but he's always right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And he will for me. He is there. He was on time for Moses at the Red Sea because Moses thanked God and he didn't count God out. Thanks be to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego